your feet and worship with us this morning. We're gonna have a good time praising God today. Here we go. Come on. Sing our God. Here we go.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. You're marvelous and you're glorious. Your love has made me victorious. You took away the fear in us. Now we praise it because you delivered us. There ain't no stopping us. No devil, there ain't no dog in us. Oh, come on and clap your hands with us.
Come on.
Hey. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Your power is in your glory.
There's power in your name.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in your name.
And things change, and things change.
Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name. I'm free when I call you Jesus. I'm free when I call your name. I'm free when I call you Jesus. I'm free when I call your name.
Sing when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Sing when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Yes, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Sing when I call your name.
When I call your name.
'Cause I feel much better when I call.
When I call your name.
'Cause I feel His blessings when I call.
When I call your name.
'Cause I feel His presence. Amen. We're going to see a victory right now. Amen. And when we call on Jesus' name, that's when we see our victory. Amen. Amen.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph, and my God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. And I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Yes, I know how this story ends.
And I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. And I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the
what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. And you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. If you believe that, sing that out.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
so blessed, I knew I was lost, and death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me, and mercy heard my plea. Lord, you found me. You heal me, you call me from the grave. You gave me your real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came to set me free, and that's what your mercy did for me. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise, 'cause I know that I've been changed. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave.
Well, this is a Sunday I've been looking forward to for a year. Jen and I moved to town a year ago, and we did some church shopping. The fourth one we came to was here, and we were blown away. Blown away by your welcome, by the character of who you are, by the message, but most significantly, by the power of the word expressed and embodied by Melinda and the worship team. And the thing that works so deeply for me is that it's not fake, you know. It's such a genuine, yeah, such a. So the genuine faith that comes from Melinda and the way she worked with others and the music that she bears. And that's and then you come to know, and that's not all she is. She's not only an incredible artist, but she's a writer and an activist. And she organizes our We Need to Talk panels. And if you didn't know, she has a We Need to Talk podcast. And in these critical topics, about every couple of weeks or so in the season, it comes out. And I understand tomorrow starts the blog. So she's going to be, our faith hits the road. The world still is pretty selfish and divides and oppresses people. So we need the liberating word, and that's what she is able to bear. So it is because of this faith that I've been waiting for this moment for a year. And so I'm so excited to say that today Melinda Hale will bring our message this morning.
Thank you. Am I on? Am I good? Thank you. Thank you, Terrence. Before I get started, I actually want to make sure that we actually give a round of applause to Terrence Harrison, our sound engineer, because he spent 8 hours putting the stage back together, and he doesn't get enough credit for how much he actually does and puts up with me. So thank you, Terrence, for all your hard work. And I really want to encourage you guys to get involved in all the stuff that we have coming up at Harmony in the next month. And if there's anything that you want to see implemented here, please talk to any member of the core team, because we want this to be your home. That is the most important thing. For me, Harmony has been my home since its original conception in 2015. And I started as a member of the congregation, and then I joined the worship team, and then I became assistant worship leader. And then when we started over in 2017, I was asked to be the worship leader, and I said no. I said no 4 times, actually, to Mark. And I tease him because he kind of strong-armed me into doing it, but I'm very glad that he did. Because I think God puts you where you're supposed to be. And I do think that I was meant to be here serving with you every Sunday. And I'm very grateful for that. Being a part of Harmony has helped me not only with my personal growth, but my spiritual growth as well. But this year has been a rough year, and my spiritual growth has been a little bit out of a standstill. This year I have felt very far away from God, to the point where I didn't hear his voice at all. And I didn't know what he wanted from me. I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing. And I have to say, it's a very scary thing to wake up on a day-to-day basis and feel like you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. You don't know what your purpose is. You don't know what your calling is. And I was angry. I was very angry because I felt like I, in my life, had been very diligent and specific in my prayers and my intentions with God. But he simply hadn't been giving me what I was praying for. So I was like a stubborn teenager, and I was like, well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And I stopped talking to him. And that's very difficult to do when you're a worship leader on Sundays, clearly. So in the last few months, I'd been asking other members of the worship team to pray. Now, granted, I didn't know Nimona had this gift, and I'm not taking it away from her anytime soon. But I didn't ask her to pray because she had the gift. I asked her to do it because I didn't want to. And that's just how I was feeling on Sundays. I didn't want to talk to God because he wouldn't talk to me. And recently, something clicked for me, very recently. So I'm going to pose this question for you. Have you ever asked God to help your flower bloom, but realized that you yourself haven't even watered it yet? I'm going to say that one more time. Have you ever asked God to help your flower bloom, but realized that you yourself haven't even watered it yet? I'm going to back up a little bit. For those of you that know me or follow me outside of church and on social media, I am a loudmouth on social media, proud one. I speak my mind, and I'm not ashamed of it. But aside from that, I am a full-time recording artist and singer-songwriter. I travel into the world. And as Dave mentioned, I have the podcast, We Need to Talk. I do the We Need to Talk Here, launching the blog tomorrow. And I also run a music entertainment agency with my husband. I try to stay busy because I love submerging myself into projects and things that matter to me. I hate having any clear space on my calendar. It drives me crazy. But we live in a city where the opportunities are endless. So for me, living in Los Angeles, my dreams have always seemed possible. For the last 12 years, and I say 12 years because that's when I graduated college and was actually able to be an adult, I've had the same dream. And that dream was just to be known for my music. Touching people through my music has always been my sole goal my entire life. And there's always been a certain level of singing career that I've wanted to reach. I never wanted to be Beyonce. That was never on the list. But there was a certain level that I wanted to achieve. And even through all the things that I've accomplished in touring the world and performing with musicians I've admired and winning awards, I find myself, even after my accomplishments, constantly asking, why am I not where I want to be? Well, I will start by saying that after praying very hard for clarity, and when you pray for clarification, please be ready for the clarification because it will hit you like a ton of bricks. So I screamed, I yelled, and yes, I probably cursed at God a couple of times, but it became abundantly clear to me that what I wanted for myself and what God wanted for me were two completely different things. I realized that through all of the chaos and the multiple things in my life that I was surrounding myself, the reason I wasn't hearing God's voice was because everything else around me was so loud. And I realized that God hadn't given me my heart's desire for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, I was limiting myself. And even more so, I was limiting God. I think I explained it to my husband when I had this revelation that it felt like God was trying to make me be more like Oprah, but I just wanted to be a singer signed to a record label that couldn't own her own music. I just wanted a small part of this huge plan that God had for me. And the second reason that he hadn't given me my heart's desire, I wasn't ready. I don't know if you all remember the Disney Pixar movie Moana. It's a fairly recent movie, but it was by far one of my favorite Disney Pixar films. And one of the messages I got from the film stuck with me to this very day. If you remember the story, I'm just going to give a little recap for people that haven't seen it. But Moana was this young girl living in the islands. It's a Polynesian folklore story. And she was dead set on going into the ocean and sailing. It was calling her, and she didn't know why. It was this passion that she had stirred up inside of her that she couldn't let go. And her village at the time, suffering from a lack of food and water and resources, and she wanted to be the one to save her people. So she sneaks off with no preparation, no sailing lessons, no compass, and she tries to sail. Naturally, she gets beaten up by the ocean, her boat breaks, and then she swims back to shore. We later find out that Moana was actually chosen by the ocean when she was younger to be the one to save her people. She eventually learns of her family's history, that she comes from a long line of voyagers, hence why this passion to sail the ocean was so deeply ingrained in her. Now, once she was fully equipped with the knowledge that she needed, she embarked on her journey to restore the heart of Te Fiti, which was the mother nature of their culture, and to restore the land of her people to what it once was. But on her journey, she runs into many obstacles, and at one point, she even gives up. She then tells the ocean, pick someone else. She loses her will, her drive, and her courage. And we've all been there before, right? We felt defeated. We felt broken. We felt like maybe we were wrong about the one thing that we were so passionate about. And because our passions haven't been brought to fruition, we sometimes think, well, what's the point? And we feel like we don't know what we're doing anymore. But sometimes there's this little voice that reminds us who we are and reminds us the deeper meaning behind what we've asked for and why we were chosen to do something. Now, that voice from Moana was her grandmother. She appeared to her and told her to keep going, to find her true calling. And so she does. And not only does she restore the heart of Te Fiti and return her people's land to what it once was, she discovers the one thing that she always wanted, her true identity. She was a voyager, and she wasn't only meant to save her people in that moment. She was meant to lead them. And the journey that she went through positioned her so that she was finally ready for that. See, for me, I've always said that I was ready. But now at 33, I realize I hadn't fully positioned myself to receive any of the blessings that were coming my way. And just like Moana, I've often gone out into the ocean with no preparation, no sailing lessons, no compass, and more often than not, the ocean would beat me up, destroy my boat, and send me back swimming to shore. Because I just expected to get to my destination without being properly prepared, without fully knowing why this passion to change the world and make a difference through music was so heavily ingrained in my soul. And even throughout my journey, when I finally did make it to the ocean, and I met obstacle after obstacle, I too have given up. See, we as humans, we tend to focus on the what and the when and not the why or the how. We'll say to God, what I want is this, and God, when will I get it? But God says, why do you want it? And how do you get there? And naturally, we don't answer him when he asks us these questions. And we say, well, what is taking so long, God? When is my chance or my big break going to happen? And God says, why don't you trust me? And he says, how have you made yourself ready? I've learned that preparing for God's blessings, it requires that you have to put your faith in him into action. It's not enough to simply say that you're ready to receive God's blessings, and yet you do nothing to position yourself for them. You don't listen to the things that he's trying to tell you. You allow yourself to be distracted by anything and everything. And more importantly, you allow fear and doubt to take over, to consume you. But blessings will simply not come until you are ready for them. Be it career, financial, romantic, whatever the case may be, they will not come until you are ready. Jesus couldn't turn water into wine without there being water first. Now, there have been great moments in my life where I have received blessings beyond my imagination, but I now know I've never been positioned to receive my ultimate blessing. I've never been positioned to truly fulfill my calling. I've never been positioned to walk in my greater purpose because I simply was not ready. I have no idea, and neither do you, what the future holds, but I do know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Yes. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I do know that I am now in a season of preparation and that my position is essential for the overflow of blessings that are about to come my way. And I know this because I'm finally ready. I'm ready to get out of my own way and to be uncomfortable. You see, before you can move into a new thing or truly walk in your purpose, you have to stop doing the same things that you've continuously done. Yes. Yes. You can't keep asking, when will things change, if you yourself aren't doing anything to change. God shows up with something new that is essentially made to put us where we want to be, but there are so many times that we just try to hold on to what's familiar because we aren't sure that this new thing is what's right for us. When all along it's what we've actually prayed for. And all God is doing is simply positioning us to be ready to receive it. Yes. Having faith is so hard. Trusting is hard. Believing is hard. The journey is so hard. But when God anoints you and appoints you for something, you have to know it doesn't come without tests. It doesn't come without trials, and it doesn't come without hardship. And man, does it require so much patience. So I say to you today, before you get in your boat, before you sail out into the ocean, and before you embark on your journey, remember to ask yourself, are you ready? Thank you.
There is a new because the I am tells me who I am.
I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am.
Go in peace. And Jesus is